Phil Collins hits Trump with cease and desist after playing In the Air Tonight. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 16, 2020. British singer Phil Collins has hit President Donald Trump's re-election campaign with a cease and desist order after his classic song, In the Air Tonight, was played prior to the president taking the stage at his rally in Des Moines, Iowa, on Wednesday night. Yes, we are well aware of the Trump campaign's use of this song, and we have already issued a cease and desist letter via our lawyers who continue to monitor the situation, said a representative for Collins according to Consequence of Sound. Collins joins a litany of musical artists demanding that the president stop playing their music at his campaign events. In 2018, Rihanna and Axl Rose complained about the president using their music at political events, and in 2015, when the president was still a candidate, Rem complained whined about then-candidate Trump using one of their songs at a campaign rally. Over the summer, the estate of rocker Tom Petty took a swipe at President Trump over his campaign's use of the late singer's hit song I Won't Back Down, during a campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Complaints by musical artists aren't limited to the president's campaign events. However, as some have even shared their dismay over President Trump doing something as simple as retweeting a video meme containing their music. In July, rock group Linkin Park forced the removal of a video retweeted by President Trump, citing a copyright claim after it featured their 2000 song In the End. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.